Okay, we're ready.
Okay, all right. Do you want me to just kind of start us mm-hmm. off? Okay, we need to, well, welcome to the Trustland Council meeting. We need to approve the minutes from the meeting that we held last time, which was September or something?
September.
Oh, sorry, I'm holding the wrong thing here. September 8th. So I read through those. They looked great to me. Does anybody have comments or questions on those?
I thought that
okay, if somebody wants to make a motion.
I make a motion we accept September 8th Trustland Council meeting minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. And then Lisa, we'll turn it over to you to discuss
this. So, Steve, you brought up the Trustland money that you heard about, and that is true. We are going to receive about $20,000 more than we normally do, and so it looks like we're going to receive about $83,000. I am pretty excited about that because of these new standards that they're setting for us, particularly for third grade, and we need to reach those by 2027. So next year, this coming fall, is the 26-27 school year. It's a little nerve-wracking. However, this board, this trust council meeting, I really just want to let you know or ask or have everybody think about it for the next Trustland Council meeting. If you're good with me taking that extra money and hiring extra academic aides for kinder, first, and second. That's where I'd like to put the money, because I'm watching what Beth is doing. If we can find an Abigail to find a few more individuals, which we all really need. I just really need those individuals. So if you know people who are really interested in working in the school setting, in small group setting, send them my way, because we really need strong individuals like that to help us reach these goals. Because I feel like once we get into the swing of things and we can reach these goals and we can get first and second up to speed, reaching this goal for our third grade teachers will not be difficult, because I see how well we're doing without some of that extra support. And so that's what I would like to do with our extra school land trust money. So I wrote two goals. They're very similar to the goals we write, because everything is at an increment. So if you look at it, it's just increasing beginning of the year to the end of year scores. I don't want to go higher than 3%, because even though I need to go higher than 3%, but I have to take baby steps. And I don't know, school land trust is very different from that state goal. We all want to reach that goal, but I don't think we can go 20%. I can't go from 50% third graders reading at grade level to 70%. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it in 1 year. I'm just going to be honest with you. That is not going to happen. And especially when we get new students coming in all the time in kinder, first, second, and third. So if you have, you know, if you want to see a bigger goal written, I can do that. I want you to take this home, really, and look at this. In math, we tend to make greater gains, but I don't know if we will this year. So I had a math goal and a reading goal. There's another alternative. We can take the math goal completely off. We just have to have one goal minimum. And if you think for this next year that we should just completely, we still have to focus on math, but for school land trust, if we just focus everything on reading, then I can do that and remove the math goal. And then we put everything goes to some software programs and to more employee salaries.
With two goals, is that hiring an aide for each subject?
I already have Abigail, so we would pay Abigail out of this.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so we would pay Abigail out of this. That's why the math goal is good, because we can pay Abigail out of this. And then I want to hire more aides for just reading.
I think that's fabulous.
Do you?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing the direct result of that already this year. Yes. Why not beef that up? And
right, I just have to clone Beth.
I don't know if there's money for cloning, but
because we've talked, I mean, we've had a quick conversation about a couple other ones that, you know, are not as competent. mm-hmm. as Beth. And so I have to figure out what to do with them.
So if you found somebody who wasn't like a reading specialist, is there a way to get them trained, or do you need people that are already coming to us qualified?
No, I can train them. You know, it would be great to find a reading specialist. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I struggle finding teachers. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to find a reading specialist unless you would like me to do it. And I would love to do that at some point.
That would require you quitting.
That's right. But I will get you to your goal.
This is not the first time Lisa has said this to me.
You can do that at 29:30.
29:30 time period. I've been asking Brittany Beacons when Brittany Beacons was on the board, when she'd come into my classroom and I had her daughter in third grade and she's in 10th. Does the board want a reading specialist? 10 years.
You are very qualified, though, but that's also what makes you such a fabulous director, is you understand how to get us there.
These people that you need, do they need to have education degrees?
No, they don't have to have education degrees. If they, you know, if they have a college degree, it's always more helpful. Or if they have 2 years of college, that's more helpful. If they're competent individuals, that's all.
That's enough.
I have all sorts of people apply.
Well, I mean, not to dig college too much, but I was just on an airplane talking to an Oxford grad, PhD, and he ended up going into a field where he didn't use any of his college education to do the job he's doing, and he's making 5 times the amount than if he would have went into that field. And so.
And I agree with you, Tom. Just because you're college educated doesn't actually mean that you can do it. I already know that.
I mean,
that.
We're talking teacher's aides,
yes.
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But where would they get the training?
Me.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
And that would be much better than a college.
The boat?
I agree.
Just because you got more money. They say we're going to work on reading as well as
math. Yeah. We're not going to vote. I don't want to vote on anything today. I wanted you to see, I wanted to present the funding that we're going to get, the $83,000, and I want to present as the board, this is something that you should be very serious about, yeah. because this is what we're about. We're supposed to educate and help our kids read and do math the time they leave here. And so I want you to look at the goals, and then we can have another one, and we'll need to have another one in February and vote on it.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, so let's read through this. We'll vote on it.
I don't go out in the rain.
You don't want your umbrella?
Is anybody else?
No, take it. Huh? Take it.
Tom has one for the fairway and one for the rough.
Yeah. See you later. I got to keep going. Are we good? Or do we need to vote on something?
We're not voting today.
Okay.
Mike, I'm so glad you're here. I'm just going to say that. Yeah.
Yes. I was very happy to see your text today saying, I'm ready to come and I'm coming tonight.
My life is much calmer now.
We're still He's going to be adopting a child.
We're in school now.
In about 3 weeks.
Yay. In 3 weeks.
Yeah, she should be here in about 3 weeks.
See you guys later.
So I know Tom's ending the meeting, but we do need to close the.
Move, we close school land trust.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yeah.